Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
In today's show, Bitcoin will emerge stronger after stocks dip 10 to 20%, says Bloomberg analyst Mike Maglone. Quoting him here, the number one theme I've been using for months now is do not fight the Fed. If you're long risk assets, you are fighting the Fed, and cryptos are the riskiest assets. The key thing, remember, is that Bitcoin is the least risky among cryptos. Here's my prediction. The markets pull back finally, and we get a 10 to 20% correction in the stock market. All correlations are one, which is usually the way it works. Bitcoin comes out better off for it. And as pointed out here by trader John Wick, I just want to take a moment to say, you guys who might be underwater in your positions, that it's okay. Every cycle this happens. Most of us have to wear these battle scars at least once in our journey to becoming a better trader / investor. I know I did. Just don't give up. Now check this out. Back in 2013, billionaire Charlie Munger called Bitcoin rat poison. And since then, Bitcoin has increased 36,900%. And this just in, breaking news, Cash App confirms Lightning Bitcoin payments for all U.S. customers in coming weeks, as well as El Salvador President Nayib Bukele to hold meeting with Turkey's president this Thursday. Last month, Turkey's president discussed sending a Bitcoin and crypto law to parliament while their currency was hyperinflating. Also, more breaking news, computing giant Intel to debut new ultra-low voltage Bitcoin mining ASIC. That's right, Intel could be about to enter the Bitcoin mining chip-making industry. Also, in today's show, Bitcoin is harder to manipulate than gold, says analyst Plan B, and explains why, quoting him here. So gold has this very intrinsic thing where you'd rather have the paper gold than the physical gold, but Bitcoin doesn't have that disadvantage that gold has. The delivery is easy, the delivery is fast, the delivery is cheap, and holding it is so superior to holding gold. Also in today's show, MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor foresees Bitcoin's price reaching $6 million. Per BTC. That's right, the GigaChat himself, who has been accumulating mass amounts of Bitcoin over the last year, says he foresees Bitcoin hitting $600,000 per coin and eventually $6 million per BTC. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin barely back in the green, while many of the alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. The Bitcoin will soon no longer be a risk asset, and investors should brace for fresh price correction, says one of Bloomberg's best-known analysts, Mike Maglone. In an appearance on the Wolf of Wall Street's podcast on January 18th, Maglone, senior commodity strategist at Bloomberg Intelligence, sounded the alarm on global markets. up only narrative. That's right, as Bitcoin struggles in 2022, those hoping for a dramatic return to form will be disappointed by McGlone's midterm forecast. The United States Federal Reserve, he said, will be but guarantee an end to limitless gains for stocks and crypto, naturally correlated, will suffer too. Quoting him here, the number one theme I've been using for months now is do not fight the Fed. He began, if you're long risk assets, you're fighting the Fed, and cryptos are the riskiest assets. The key thing, remember, is that Bitcoin is the least risky among cryptos. That's right, Bitcoin is the king for a reason, and as the Fed attempts to rein in inflation and dramatically decrease asset purchases, the outlook is thus much less appealing for risk assets in the near term. Now, for Mike McGlone, however, there is a silver lining when it comes to Bitcoin's inherent appeal, as he shares here. I think it's transitioning from a risk-on to a risk-off asset, he continued, adding that he thinks Bitcoin will come out better off after the period of policy upheaval. Quoting him again here, here's my prediction. The markets pull back finally, and we get a 10 to 20% correction in the stock market. All correlations are one, which is usually the way it works. Bitcoin comes out better off for it. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 week candle chart, which has been a pretty bearish week, to say the least. Now, meanwhile, McGlone, who is famous for his bullish takes on Bitcoin in the past, is far from alone in his caution. As previously reported, Bitcoin traders themselves are bracing for testing times ahead, while the analyst views were echoed earlier this month by Arthur Hayes, ex-CEO of derivatives trading platform BitMEX. Quoting him here, the loose U.S. monetary conditions definitely influenced the meteoric rise in price, albeit a few months delayed. He wrote about the Fed's balance sheet in a blog post on policy and Bitcoin, and also shared the following. Since M2 percentage growth stalled, Bitcoin has traded sideways. If M2 is set to hit 0% and possibly even go negative in short order, the natural conclusion is that Bitcoin is likely to go much lower as well. And he shared this accompanying chart, which underscores the implications of a much more conservative atmosphere. And checking out the latest updates from Crypto Ed, nasty move last night. First trap the late shorters, followed by trapping the early longers. Seems Bitcoin wants to go for the box. Finally, and this box is around that $40,600 mark. And he updates us here, such a bounce from a tiny bit above the box is often a sign it won't go deeper. And he also shares this chart, Bitcoin expectation versus reality. And how many of you remember Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger back in 2013 calling Bitcoin rat poison? Well, Bitcoin has increased literally 36,900%. Since then. So what's the real rat poison? It's not Bitcoin. It's the US dollar. Also, more breaking news. Cash App confirms Lightning Bitcoin payments for all US customers in coming weeks. And as Jack Mahler's the Strike CEO points out here, what the internet did for communication, Bitcoin plus the Lightning Network is doing for money. Bitcoin will dematerialize all existing monetary networks onto a singular global open standard. Network effects and economies of scale incoming. Open networks win. Don't blink. And more breaking news just in, El Salvador President Nayib Bukele to hold meeting with Turkey's president this Thursday. Last month, Turkey's president discussed sending a Bitcoin and crypto law to parliament while their currency was hyperinflating. Check out Turkey's population here, almost 86 million people compared to El Salvador, which is the population of 6.5 million. So obviously, if they adopted Bitcoin as legal tender, this would be a massive deal. And before I break down next breaking story of the day, computing giant Intel to debut new ultra-low voltage Bitcoin mining ASIC at their ISSCC conference on February 23rd, as well as Bitcoin is harder to manipulate than gold, says analyst Plan B, and explains why, as well as MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor foresees the Bitcoin price reaching $6 million per BTC. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin up about 1% for the day, maintaining just above $42,100. We have Ether in the red, down 1.2%, trading just above $3,100. Cardano down almost 5%, trading at $1.42. Luna, one of the few alts actually in the green today and pumping, up 5.6%, trading just above $80. While Solana, Polkadot, AVAX, Binance Coin, XRP are all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Intel could be about to enter the Bitcoin mining chip making industry. The giant chip maker will present Bonanza Mine, an ultra low voltage energy efficient Bitcoin mining ASIC at the upcoming ISSCC conference on February 23rd. It's unclear whether the presentation will entail a product launch, a proof of concept demonstration, or simply sharing a project. Now, Intel, the market leader in computing chip manufacturing, is on the brink of penetrating the Bitcoin mining ASIC making market to compete with the likes of Bitmain and Canon. The giant chip producer will present a new Bonanza Mine chip at the upcoming ISSCC conference, which according to the conference information is an ultra low voltage, energy efficient Bitcoin mining ASIC. Now in December, the senior vice president and general manager of Intel's Accelerated Computing Systems and Graphics Group, Raja Koduri, said in an interview that the company had been working on a dedicated chip for cryptocurrency mining, commenting on how its GPU cards weren't designed for that use case. Quoting him here, GPUs will do graphics, gaming, and all those wonderful things, he said, but being able to do much more efficient blockchain validation at a much lower cost, much lower power, is a pretty solvable problem. And you know, we're working on that. And at some point in time, hopefully not too far into the future, we'll share some interesting hardware for that. While it's still not yet clear whether Intel will only reveal a project it's been working on or share a proof of concept or even launch a market-ready product, but given the presentation's track highlighted chips releases, digital/ML, and the timing a couple of months after Koduri's comments raises the prospects that Intel will release new hardware for mining Bitcoin focused on power efficiency and decrease costs. So there you have it. Shout out to Intel for finally developing a Bitcoin mining ASIC chip with ultra low voltage. More power to them. Let the game theory continue as nation states and countries around the world compete for Bitcoin hash power. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin is harder to manipulate than gold, says analyst Plan B, and explains why, as well as MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor foresees the Bitcoin price reaching $6 million. Per BTC. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting just under that $2 trillion milestone with just above $81 billion in volume. In the past 24 hours, the current Bitcoin dominance is 40.2%, with the Ether dominance at 18.8%. And now checking out the top gainers in the crypto market, we have the generator meme up a whopping 2 million plus percent, but do note that the market cap is only about 10.5 million. Next up, we have StarGod up over 89,000% with a market cap of just above $500,000, followed by ACDX Exchange Governance Token up 4,500% with a market cap of just 263,000. Obviously, these are ish coins, but which altcoins are you most bullish on for 2022? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 24 in extreme fear, same as yesterday, last week a 22, and last month a 25 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried, like we're witnessing right now, a great buying opportunity, BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Quantitative analyst Plan B, shout out to Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, is unveiling one property of Bitcoin that makes it harder to manipulate than gold. But once it is illegal or made impossible to withdraw gold, then that opens the door to manipulation, because then it's basically a fiat world. And it's very comparable to 1971 when Richard Nixon basically said, well, from now on, you cannot withdraw the gold anymore. Now, Plan B notes that he uses exchanges for selling and buying Bitcoin, but not for custody. He says there is a risk that traders could at some point be prohibited by governments from physically withdrawing their Bitcoin to personal storage. Quoting him here, once that aspect of Bitcoin is lost, then Bitcoin is lost. In my view, right now that hyper portability makes Bitcoin manipulation very hard versus gold manipulation, which is very easy. He ain't telling no lies. And to watch the entire interview between Plan B and Robert Breedlove entitled Bitcoin Price Suppression with Plan B, check the show notes below the video in the description. And what are your thoughts surrounding his Stock to Flow X price prediction model of a $288,000 Bitcoin price between now and 2024? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down our final story of the day, MicroStrategy CEO foresees Bitcoin price reaching $6 million per BTC, the Giga Chad himself, Michael Saylor. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my new crypto merch store, now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms. We're currently receiving over 700,000 downloads per month. You can find me on Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, or Apple's iTunes or Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure Twitter to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. The CEO of MicroStrategy, shout out to Michael Saylor, the Giga Chad himself, expects the price of Bitcoin to reach $6 million, noting it is unstoppable and will replace gold. Now, Michael Saylor talked about his Bitcoin strategy and Bitcoin price prediction in a recent interview a few weeks back around Christmas time and revealed he owns at least 17,732 Bitcoins, which at this time, with Bitcoin currently trading at around $42,000 per BTC, that means his stash is currently worth around $744 billion. Now, the MicroStrategy executive never sold any of his Bitcoin and does not believe they should ever be sold. And furthermore, the information reported he shares, Saylor foresees Bitcoin hitting $600,000 a coin and eventually $6 million per BTC. Running the math with the Bitcoin price currently trading at around 42,000 at the time of this recording, we need to move up about 14x in order to hit his target of 600,000. If to hit his $6 million target, we need to move up literally 142x. From here, when do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to cross that 600,000 or even $6 million mark? Let me know in the comments right down below. Meanwhile, MicroStrategy has amassed 122,478 Bitcoin worth almost $6 billion. These coins were acquired at an average purchase price of just under $30,000 and the cost basis is $3.7 billion, according to the company's Investor Day presentation. Now, MicroStrategy described itself as the largest publicly traded corporate holder of Bitcoin in the world and the first public company to adopt Bitcoin as a primary treasury reserve asset. Its strategy is to acquire and hodl Bitcoin long-term and purchase Bitcoin through use of excess cash flows and debt and equity transactions. Now, back in November, Saylor said that Bitcoin was unstoppable and will emerge as a $100 trillion asset class, which virtually means moving up 100x from here. Now, Michael Saylor also repeatedly said that Bitcoin will replace gold. He even said once upon a time, gold was the most desirable store of value. Now, Bitcoin is taking its place. That's right. So move over gold and move over Peter Schiff. Let me know if you agree with the Giga Chad that Bitcoin could hit 600,000 per BTC and eventually $6 million per Bitcoin. Holla at your boy in the live chat. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin will emerge stronger after stocks dip 10 to 20%, according to Bloomberg analysts. Mike McGlone also shared breaking news, computing giant Intel to debut new ultra-low voltage Bitcoin mining ASIC at their ISSCC conference on February 23rd, as well as Bitcoin is harder to manipulate than gold, says analyst Plan B, and explains why, and also shared Michael Saylor's Bitcoin price prediction that Bitcoin will move up 14x from here to hit 600,000 per BTC, then eventually move up 142x from here to hit $6 million per Bitcoin. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for our top three comments from yesterday's episode, Christopher Hewitt wrote, and another one, JV, great info and top quotes from well-known people in the crypto / blockchain world. As always, thanks for sharing this top quality info. Also, I'm liking the FTX promos, BTC to $220,000. Let's go. Christopher, thanks fam. I greatly appreciate your support and glad you like my FTX promo, $220,000 BTC. Send it. And our next featured comment comes from Sandy Scholes. Hi, JV. Hope you've been well. There's all kind of scammers posting in your comments. Congrats. You've hit the big time now. Be blessed. Sandy, exactly, fam. That's a great indicator. My channel has hit the big time. Blessings. Now for our third and final featured comment coming from Steve Hubbs. There was only one four-year cycle in Bitcoin's history, January 2015 bear market low to the December 2018 bear market low. Other cycles, July 2010, beginning of trading to November 2011 bear market low, which lasted 16 months, November 2011 to January 2015 bear market low, which lasted 38 months. This cycle from December 2018 low is now 37 months long, probably end of the year for a bull high and another 12-month bear market. So roughly 60 months or 5 years for this cycle low to the next cycle low. Thanks for the breakdown, Steve. Much appreciate your support. HODL. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. As always, I appreciate you tuning in and journeying along with me inside this incredible crypto matrix. That's right. Bitcoin is the glitch in the matrix. And be sure to check out the merch store now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net to help support the show. Simply scroll down, find a design that you really like. And once you find it, click on it. And once you do, you'll notice over 40 unique products for each and every design. We got everything from hats to mouse pads to shirts to hoodies to tank tops to phone cases and masks. So go pick out your favorite crypto merch, help support the movement. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.